The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to look ahead to the weekend sport and to look back a bit at the week that has passed. I'm joined by Shane Hannan from Off the Ball. Shane, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
We'll start with last night and a nil-all draw for Liverpool, which could have been significant, but points lost by Arsenal, I suppose, is the way you see it.
Yeah, fairly drab game this one at the Emirates last night. You could sense the atmosphere as well wasn't really that hectic. Maybe Arsenal fans nervous because they know they're in a title race.
But I noticed the picture was a bit sort of, it looked like there was a mist over the pitch as well.
Yeah, there was a strange feel to the whole game. Ethereal almost, and like the game kind of lived up to that, and it was one of those where you felt Arsenal could push on and get a win and you know, bring that gap back to 8 points, which would be impressive. But look, it's still a 6 point gap. Both teams probably happy enough with the draw in the end of it. Liverpool in the second half dug in quite well. A few pot shots from Dominic Szoboszlai were the only real chances. Like Gabriel,
and then a bizarre injury at the end.
So strange this. So if people who haven't seen this, Conor Bradley, the Northern Irish international, is injured at the end. It looks like a really bad injury immediately. And Gabriel Martinelli for Arsenal just throws the ball very gently at his head, then kind of shoves the knee into the back of Conor Bradley. Maybe felt like he was wasting time and the injury wasn't as serious as he was letting on. And then really shoves him off the pitch. And it was really, really a bad look because clearly Conor Bradley was in a bad way. He was stretched off. He was grimacing, holding his face. Could be out for a while. So you don't like to see that. The same happened to Roy Keane, and Alfie Inge-Halland stood over him when he'd done his cruciate. That infamous incident. And Keane got his own back on Haaland years later and broke his leg. So you don't like to see a player standing over a fellow professional. Like, yeah. Martinelli has had a bad injury himself in his career.
And Martinelli apologised then to Bradley afterwards and said, look, didn't intend that to happen. And Arne Slot actually was quite philosophical about the whole thing, saying, you know, teams do get agitated when they perceive the other team to be time-wasting. He denied, of course, that Liverpool would ever time-waste.
No, of course.
But still, he kind of understood he's not one for, if you like, retribution.
No, respect to Arne Slot, in fairness, for calming the situation down, because he could throw petrol on that fire, really, and get the Liverpool fans riled up. But it was a nasty incident, and the North of Ireland play Italy in a World Cup playoff in March, and Conor Bradley is one of the key players. That could be a crucial, crucial absence for them. Presumably he'll be out for that one.
Now, the other news during the week was, of course, the departure of Ruben Amorim and then the midweek match, which ended in a draw. They should have won it, I suppose. As soon as they took Bruno off, things kind of went bad for them.
But he's their man for creativity. And it was a strange game. 30 shots, I think, for Manchester United. A couple of shots cleared off the line. Darren Fletcher, I think, will be scratching his head wondering how they didn't win that game. And at halftime, you're thinking Benjamin Sheshko, Jesus, he needs a goal.
And he got two.
Two lovely finishes as well. Yeah. And the cross from Dorgu and the pass from Bruno Fernandes for the first one was excellent. But they're really, really... And Shay Lacy, the kid comes off the bench and rasps the crossbar with one of his, with I think, his first involvement. And it could have been a Makeda moment for him. But it's, we'll see what's going to happen.
Now, this weekend, it's cup action.
Yeah.
I don't know how excited people are about the third round.
I don't like people like the third round draw and maybe see like Macclesfield are the lowest team left in the competition and they're going to play the holders, Crystal Palace. So you look to see a giant killing somewhere along the line. But maybe the magic of the FA Cup, I don't know about you, Pat, maybe the magic has diminished slightly. People remember great FA Cup moments over the years.
There are so many competitions, international competitions and domestic, it's just
saturated.
A bit tedious. Yeah,
it is. And like, if we look at the fixtures, I'm going to try and get people excited about some of the fixtures. Obviously, this weekend we do have a couple of all Premier League games, which probably take centre stage. Everton Sunderland is a decent game. Obviously, Sunderland in good form. Jack Grealish sent off for a bit of petulance the other night as well, for sarcastically clapping the referee. Brentford in serious form with Keith Andrews in charge, fifth in the Premier League table at the moment. They go to Hillsborough to Sheffield Wednesday this weekend. You have an all Premier League tie between Newcastle and Bournemouth as well. Man City have a game against Exeter City. You'd expect a bit of a drubbing in that one, to be honest. Manchester United, we mentioned. It's actually a big game for United because they welcome Brighton to Old Trafford at 4:30. They have no other cup competitions. They have no other silverware to play for. They need a run in this competition. Yeah. And I don't know who's going to come in. It appears they've obviously spoken to Solskjaer and Carrick. It's not going to be both of them apparently. It's going to be one of the other.
And Keane's name floating around there on the periphery.
Oh, we'd love to see it. From a media perspective, yeah. Pat, I mean, even Solskjaer with Keane, the good cop, bad cop sort of narrative, yeah. I'd love to see him brought in. Yeah, I don't know how likely it is.
Can you imagine the pundits then, you know, you dished it out as a pundit.
No, you can't take it as a manager. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see, but they have to win that game at Old Trafford. And really interesting game on Monday night, by the way. Liverpool-Barnsley. Doesn't sound interesting on paper, but 7:45 p.m. Monday, the Barnsley manager manager is Conor Hourihan, the former Republic of Ireland international midfielder, a Cork man. So that adds an extra element to that one. So a few decent games to look forward to in the FA Cup this weekend, Pat.
Now, looking forward to the big rugby game in the Aviva this weekend. I mean, the provinces are in action. So let's talk about the first one, Leinster versus Ronan and La Rochelle.
Yeah, always an interesting fixture and a bit of a rivalry that's built up between these two teams over the last number of years. 5:30 tomorrow, Saturday, Aviva Stadium. This game is going to be live and off the ball on News Talk here as well. Live commentary with Cúain O'Flaherty and Andy Dunn. It's a funny rivalry. They've played, I think, seven times. Leinster have won the last three. La Rochelle won the first three. So it's an interesting rivalry. Ronan O'Gara, when French teams come in the group phase or this phase of the Champions Cup,
they often leave their best people at home.
They do, and they don't necessarily need to win this game. They'll have a game against the Quins next week, La Rochelle. They won 66-0 last weekend, La Rochelle, in against Toulon in the top 14, but Toulon put out a very weakened team because they're playing Munster this weekend. Like it's a fascinating fixture always. Robbie Henshaw's obviously back. We'll get the team news later on this lunchtime. Gary Ringrose is in contention as well. So if you get a couple of those players back, like you would expect Leinster to get the job done, particularly against the French side at this moment, and they have the one up in this.
Is it going to be a sellout, do you think?
Look, these games are always close to it, and they're always close fixtures between the two of them. It's tough to convince Leinster fans to come out at this stage of the season. But look, maybe you get a hefty crowd in the Aviva and a decent one at that, and more than you would have had in the RDS. So it'll be a good day out, and Leinster would like to get the job done and obviously secure that home quarterfinal, which is what all these teams want, really, yeah, at the end of the day.
And the prospects for Munster?
Toulon obviously were battered, as I said, by La Rochelle last weekend, but they had such a weakened team. They're targeting this game against Munster. Stade Félix Mayol is a tough place to go. You'll remember Munster played there a couple of years ago, got a really good win and eked it out. I think 10 players from that squad are still involved with this Munster team. Like Craig Casey was chatting during the week and he said, we just haven't put in 80 minutes together. They've been quite inconsistent. They've been maybe putting a half or a patchy performance here and there. So this is a huge one for Munster, but Toulon is a very tough place to go, Pat. All these French games away from home are tough.
Yeah, I mean, there does seem to be that conventional wisdom. Away, you're going to lose. You know, at home, you're going to win.
It's huge in rugby. It's huge in the Champions Cup, particularly for some reason. But the home advantage has a massive part to play. Munster fans travel very well, and there'll be plenty of them in Toulon at the weekend at 1 o'clock on Sunday. But that's a tough fixture for them.
GA action, the club championships.
Yeah, look, some interesting games to look forward to this weekend. A busy weekend, in fact, both days in the Gaelic games. So you have the junior club hurling final Saturday, 3:15 p.m. tomorrow, Eastkey versus Kilbritton. This is a really interesting fixture. Eastkey needed extra time to overcome Burt from Donegal in their semi-final, and Kilbritton beat Wexford outfit Davidstown Court in a cuddy. So that's a decent game. That's followed by the intermediate hurling final as well, 5:15 p.m. Tyrene and Upper Church Drumban going head-to-head in this game. So they're trailing by 2 points at half-time in their semi-final, Tyrene against Aero Carrickmore, but managed to pull things back and won by 11 points in the end. And Upper Church Drumban, I mean, to beat Kilkenny opposition in any semi-final is big, and they beat Daynesford by 2 points in their semi-final, so that's a huge one. And then the football on Sunday takes centre stage, 1:30, Clahararra Óg of Tyrone against Ballymacelligot. These again are brilliant games, and there's goals galore in both of these teams. And then intermediate football, this is where the big one is for me, Pat, on Sunday. On Gaeltacht, famous team with all the O'Shea's, they're playing against Glenullen, famous for the Bradleys up in Derry. So Owen Bradley's 42 years of age, still playing for Glenullen. Wow. And that game is 3:30 on Sunday.
Very
afternoon.
Good. Shane Hannon from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.